This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 411 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. May corn, 420 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. July corn, 426 and three quarters, up 3/4. January soybeans, 1038 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. March soybeans, 1045 and three quarters, up 7 1/4. May soybeans, 1053 and a half, up 7 1/2. March wheat, 625 and three quarters, down 6 1/2. May wheat, 629 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. July wheat, 630 and three quarters, down 3 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Exports added firmness to corn and soybean prices at the Board of Trade, but weakened wheat prices. And in northern and western Illinois on Monday, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady to a penny higher at $3.72 to $3.92. Soybean bids are up 2 to 9 cents at $9.91 to $10.25. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny higher at $3.74 to $3.97. Soybean bids were up 7 to 8 cents at $10.13 to $10.51. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 to 2 cents at $3.84 to $3.98. Soybean bids were 7 to 10 cents higher at $10.20 to $10.52, and wheat bids mostly 6 to 7 cents lower at $5.26 to $6.13. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents higher at $10.33 to $10.48, basis steady, range from 5 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $3.93.40 to $4.23.40 per ton. That's up $4.90, with basis steady on Monday, range from 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids a penny higher at $4.03 to $4.12, with basis steady, range from 9 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $3.92 to $4 even, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 20 to 12 under the March. Soybeans gained 7 cents at $10.45 to $10.48, with basis down a penny at 7 to 10 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at $4.18 to $4.20. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 4 to 8 cents, with quotations at $10.75 to $10.76. Soft red winter wheat mostly 6 cents lower at $6.25 to $6.26, while the Milo ended mixed on Monday at $4.62 to $4.67. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers quoted shell corn, or quoted those new crop bids at $4.89 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids range from $9.64 to $9.94. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.89 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids at $9.81 to $9.99. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.69 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids at $9.66 to $9.94. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $5.74 up to $6.01. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 161.85, up $1.10. February live cattle, 160.82, up 72 cents. April live cattle, 160.22, up 55 cents. January feeder cattle, 220.50, up 35 cents. March feeder cattle, 221.97, up $1. April feeder cattle, 219.05, up 97 cents. February lean hogs, 80.25, down $1.60. April lean hogs, 82.55, down 65 cents. May lean hogs, 86, down $1.17. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Monday, the 22nd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.88 lower, in a range of $69 to $76.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady, with light demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 37 to 43, 4 to 5 weight at 41 to 46, 5 to 6 weight at 44 to 47, and over 600 pounds at 48 to 50. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts country buying points are trading mixed, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $45 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled $12,160. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $159.50 to $161. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 341 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.52, which was 69 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $239.36, which was 79 cents higher, with select carcasses at $230.22, which was 34 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 115,000 compared to 112,000 for last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 435,000 compared to 432,000 last week and 440,000 1 year ago. The Hamilton-Madison County Hay Auction Report for Saturday, December 20th, demand was moderate to good for heavy offerings. Receipts were 3,118 bales, alfalfa large rounds, premium quality at $65 per bale, good quality alfalfa small squares at $5 a bale, and large squares good quality at $67 per bale. Fair quality alfalfa small squares at $220. Alfalfa grass, premium quality small squares at $6.50 per bale. Utility quality small squares at $2.30 per bale. Mixed grass, premium quality small squares at $6. Good quality small squares at $4.50 and large rounds at $29. Rye grass hay, good quality small squares at $2.60 to $3.10. Orchard grass, good quality large squares 3x3 at $46.50 per bale. Reed canary grass, fair quality, large rounds at $30 per bale. Wheat straw, good quality, small squares at $4 to $4.40, large rounds at $18.50 to $31. And corn stalks, good quality, large rounds at $31 per bale. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The American Farm Bureau plans to tackle many big issues in 2015. One of them includes immigration. AFBF's Dale Moore has more.
The importance of having a stable, accessible work force that our farmers and ranchers need in different parts of the country. We're going to be obviously continuing the push to get EPA to withdraw their Waters of the U.S. rule and keep our Ditch the Rule campaign moving forward.
There's also biotech.
Whether we're talking about efforts to require to mandate labeling simply because something may contain GMOs that have gone on in different state ballot initiatives. And there's some initiatives out there that just flat want to prohibit the use of this technology. And we've also got some ongoing issues around the world in getting other countries to accept our products.
A handful of other issues are also likely to come up.
Tax reform. That's an ongoing battle, whether we're looking at individual tax issues or business tax issues. And then we know that there's some things that, the agriculture committees, I'm pretty certain, are going to have on their docket at some point during the year, looking at, the Commodity Exchange Act and the rules and laws that govern the CFTC and how the futures trading works.
Reauthorizing child nutrition legislation and the reopening of the Cuba market will also be active issues in 2015. There are more than 77 million acres of soybeans in the United States. Very few of these beans will be consumed out of the pod, but as Todd Gleason reports, there is a push to grow more varieties suitable for vegetable crop production.
We're all familiar with fields of soybeans, even if we don't recognize the crop. It's grown and harvested in the Mississippi River Valley from New Orleans to Minnesota. And the soybean pods hang brown and fuzzy, just waiting for the farmer to combine them. But what if we took just a few of those 77 million acres and harvested the pods while they were still green? That's when we call it edamame, says University of Illinois researcher Marty Williams.
Immature soybeans, yes, vegetable soybeans, also known as edamame. Basically, soybean, a certain special types of cultivars that have been selected for fresh eating or lightly processed, where they're harvested at the full seed stage. And they're still green long before the plant starts to senesce, which we, you know, would be the traditional soybeans.
A soybean breeder at Illinois saw the potential to make good-tasting vegetable crop soybeans, and Dick Bernard did. It's just now that vegetable processors in the United States are seeing enough local demand to think about contracting a few acres to be harvested. And Illinois is again involved, this time doing wheat science research.
Work we're doing here is looking at crop tolerance to a few of the herbicides that the growers and processors would like to have available. But then we're also doing work on weed management systems, where it's not just relying on herbicides, but a number of different weed management tactics to see how do we put these together in a package to manage weeds in this crop.
Which is a whole lot different than managing weeds in soybeans, really.
Even though edamame is Glycinemax, the same species as soybean, because of the time of harvest and how that crop is used, it's treated differently by EPA for herbicide registration. So it's not actually, what's registered for use on soybean is not registered on edamame. It's actually more in a crop group that includes things like green beans and snow peas and crops like that.
It means a path is already in place for the production and human consumption safe management of edamame. It's just a matter of companies in the United States deciding to contract grow and harvest the green soybean. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
A man has been sentenced to 180 days in the Fulton County Jail for helping steal $74,000 worth of cattle. 18-year-old Garrett Lynch will be allowed to serve the jail time during the weekends so he can continue with his studies and his work. Prosecutors say Lynch took part in the theft of somewhere between 60 and 77 head of cattle. The Fulton County Sheriff's Department responded to theft complaints at two farms in December of 2013. A second suspect was an employee at one of the farms. Prosecutors say Lynch helped him take and sell the cattle. Besides the jail time, Lynch was ordered to pay restitution and given 2 years probation. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an update on the auction.
Well, Angela, we had another very large auction with great buyer participation this week. We ended up with right at 3,200 bales total, at 2,377 small bales. The alfalfa, there was 970 bales of that. The low-end hay was at $220, and we had some good hay at $5. Ended up with 255 bales of alfalfa grass from $230 to extreme top of $6 a bale. Had 876 bales of mixed grass, orchard grass type hay from $1.50 to $6 a bale. Had 50 bales of rye grass from $260 to $310. We had 226 small squares of straw at $210 to $440. Most of it was $4 plus. In the 3x3s, we ended up with 140 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $41 to $67 a bale. But we had 48 bales of just grass hay, and it was $43. Then we had 20 bales of orchard grass at $46.50. In the round bales, we ended up with 500 round bales of alfalfa. There was 89 bales of it. It was from 22 to extreme top of 65. Most better hay was in the 50 to 60 range. I had 14 bales of alfalfa grass and 28. Had 258 bales of mixed grass from 13 to 29. Had 32 bales of Reed's Canary at 30. We had 100 round bales of straw from $16 to $31.
Hamilton also wanted to remind everyone that there will not be an auction on the 27th.
No, we will be closed December 27th. Charlie Naylor works for me. He'll be there on Friday the 26th. He'll be there Saturday morning from 8 to 11, accepting round bales and 3x3s. Our next auction will be held January 3rd at 11 o'clock.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add before we go here today?
No, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you want to haul hay next week, we will have somebody there on the lot Friday and Saturday morning.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.